Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Many in Juno will be happy to hear that Sue Douglas has been chosen by the Juno Community Foundation as Philanthropist of the Year. It's our pleasure to welcome her today. Sue Douglas, hello and congratulations.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to always be here.
And also on the call today, John Pugh, President of the Juno Community Foundation. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you, Shelley? Thanks for having us today.
Thank you for being here. I'm well, thanks. Sue, let's start with you. What does it mean to be a philanthropist? How did this come to be part of who you are?
Well, first of all, last night was a lovely celebration where lots of people joined in, and that's some of what we talked about was, you know, what does it mean to be a philanthropist? There's people kind of automatically assume it means you need to be a rich person with a lot of money, and that's not true at all. Of course, it's wonderful when people donate money to support causes that they care about and that are important to a community. We always need that. But there's other ways, too. I've always felt that philanthropy means being somebody who, in your own way, you contribute to the care of others. You are doing what you can to support the community, for example, in the best way you can. And so that could be volunteerism, that could be donating some of your special expertise, a professional service, in-kind services, as well as your money and a lot of your time. So it, to me, there's a broader definition than what a lot of people assume.
How did it feel to receive this honor?
Well, I'm following in the footsteps of, I think, John, correct me, I think about 11 times the Community Foundation has honored people as Philanthropists of the Year. So I'm following in big footsteps behind many fine people who are great examples to us all. And so it feels wonderful. It's quite an honor. I'm very humbled, and I'm still just as excited as I'll get out over the big celebration last night and happy to be able to talk about it.
Your work has focused on the people and programs that support our most vulnerable in the community, such as the Riverview Senior Living Project, the Glory Hall, and the Teal Street Center, and more. What are some of the accomplishments that you feel the most proud of?
Well, I'm proud of a former organization, a small nonprofit that was called Senior Citizen Support Services, Inc. That small nonprofit goes back many, many years and was responsible for getting Fireweed Place built many years ago, the apartment complex downtown that is for seniors who can live independently. So that group really spearheaded and stuck with an almost 11-year process to bring senior assisted care and housing to Juno. And I worked with that group and stuck with it myself and admire the folks that carried it along with me. And I think that's one of the proudest things that we've accomplished. It took a lot of, I guess you could say, tenacity to just stick with the project. And sure enough, it's under construction. It'll open in early 2023. It's out in the valley. Located in Vintage Business Park along the Mendenhall River between Trillium Landing and True North Credit Union. It's just in a wonderful location. It's just going like gangbusters right now. And if we're fortunate, before the end of the year, there'll be a roof on it and construction will continue all winter. And we really will open early 2023.
That's great to hear. Sue, today also happens to be Public Radio Music Day, and you serve as the chair, among all your many things that you do, you serve as the chair of the KTO Legacy Foundation. So what are some of the reasons that you support public radio?
I've been a public radio supporter ever since I moved to Juno in January of 1977, and it wasn't too long after that, maybe a couple of years, that I served on the board of directors. I was president of the board. I have stayed connected to K2 all these many years. I've worked there twice, maybe three times. No, I think twice. And I'm just a huge public fan. I'm a huge fan of public broadcasting in general. I can't imagine Juneau or this country without public broadcasting. I love the balanced reporting. I love the variety of the programming. I enjoy the people and the mindset about public broadcasting. And so it's a real easy thing to support. And I don't think my support will ever waver.
We appreciate that. John Pugh, turning to you now, I imagine you know Sue pretty well. What, over the time that you've known her, what has impressed you or inspired you? What has she accomplished that's impressed you or inspired you?
Well, for one thing, which I said last night, I felt from a standpoint of just viewing Sue and all she's done, particularly with the Juneau Community Foundation, she was one of the early adopters of that foundation. She helped really put, was in the formative years, helped put it together, and served as the chair in 2010 of the Juneau Community Foundation and on for a few years after that. And it's one of those things where it seems to me that Sue has, she said tenacious, that's one good thing. But the other thing is she really looks at projects in the community, things that need to be done. And she says, okay, that's something that we really need in Juneau, or we really needed when she lived in Skagway and Skagway. And she doesn't wait for other people to jump aboard. She jumps in and then she gathers people around her and gets things done. The most recent thing that I've seen, and of course she gives credit to her husband, particularly, and as well, because he's been working on this project as a Teal Street Center, or what we know as United Human Services. We just had a groundbreaking last week, and I showed up for that and was one of the shovelers for representing the Juneau Community Foundation. And you got to, of course you show up and there, who's at the front? And there she is, Sue. She chaired the campaign. She's a campaign chair for that building, and they've raised over $4 million and, for a building that's going to be $6.5 million, but it'll be an amazing difference for Juneau. 8 different social or human service agencies in that building, and a 9th that has joined and said they will also put people there recently, Clinton Haida. And so it's just remarkable the kinds of things that she does. And as I say, it's a unique person who looks at their community and says, here's a need. Hey, let's go do something about it. Not everybody has that, that kind of will, that kind of energy. And I just think that I admire her so much for all the different projects that she has done in the community. And I admire her, she and her husband, for the Douglas Dornan Foundation that they put together and what that does for, particularly for young people throughout Southeast. And again, the senior services support has been wonderful. And they not only finished that project, they now put that part, what was left of the money for that nonprofit, into the Juneau Community Foundation, and it started an endowment there to be able to serve for services of senior citizens in the future. And so, you could go on and on in Sue's life and all the different things she's accomplished. But my big thing is it doesn't stop. What I'm sure next week she'll be thinking about what's the next thing we need to do here in Juneau. It never stops with Sue. And that's the thing that I really admire about her.
Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful celebration last night. The Juneau Community Foundation marked the occasion, presented her with the title Philanthropist of the Year. How was that? What all did that involve?
Well, we have in the past had a banquet every fall where we honored not only the Philanthropists of the Year, but frequently we've honored businesses or we've honored agency that have significantly made a difference in our community, particularly with the mission that we have, which is to expand philanthropy and also to serve the needs of people in Juneau. And we haven't been able to do that the last 2 years. You know, last year we did have a celebration to honor John Gagin and all the stuff that he and his wife have done for the community as with a Founders Award. It was a little smaller than the one last night. We did that on Zoom last year, and this year we did it on Zoom again. And this year we had over 100 people participate in the Zoom, meeting last night or in the event. It was a wonderful event. We had 8 different speakers, 7 speakers kind of telling stories about Sue, and Jeff Larson, who gave the award, also adding some stories about Sue on there. And each and every one gave a little sort of snippet of a piece of Sue's life over the years. And it was just remarkable to listen to that and to have people just really honoring such a wonderful person. So it was a great event. And I think all the 100 plus people who were part of it felt that it really was a great event and a good way to honor somebody who's done so much for Juneau. And as I say, also for Skagway, where she lived and was the mayor and did a lot for Skagway as well.
Well, that sounds just really remarkable and very fitting. And congratulations, Sue. I'm sure you felt wonderful about that.
You did. Thank you so much.
And thanks to both of you. Go ahead, John. We just have a couple seconds.
Okay. Well, one thing is that Sue is, we have a matching fund of $40,000 that we put forward. And for Sue, the things that Sue really likes, one of them is the Senior Support Services and the other is the Douglas Dornan Fund. So if people are interested in contributing and honoring Sue, those two things are the things she put forward as the funds to give to.
I really look forward to seeing what happens next. So congratulations to you, Sue Douglas, for this well-deserved honor. And thanks so much for all that you do. And John Pugh, thanks for coming on the show today to tell us about why the Juneau Community Foundation chose Sue as the Philanthropist of the Year. It was great to talk to you both.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.